The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Get away this winter with a trip to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa. Whether you're looking to stay, spa, or enjoy the winter fun, there's a package that fits your needs. Relax and unwind at Spa Grand Traverse or make a splash at one of their indoor pools. The underwater playground is terrific. Kids love it. Your golf game doesn't have to stop when the snow flies. You can visit their year-round golf academy with indoor and outdoor heated hitting bays and golf simulators. You can shop till you drop with popular brands like the North Face, Brighton, and Mud Pie in their gallery of shops. If you're looking for fun for the entire family, you can head to the Den for bowling, arcade games, axe throwing, and more. It's a great place for a vacation, or maybe you're looking to work remotely somewhere more fun than home. You can check out Grand Traverse Resort. They also have the opportunity to get outside and enjoy the natural beauty on their groomed cross-country ski and snowshoe trails as well. For more details, visit GrandTraverseResort.com. That's GrandTraverseResort.com.
And we're back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA online at WTKA.com. Michigan goes into Bloomington, into Assembly Hall. House of Horrors, man, they showed that 93 game. I knew they were going to do it. I knew they were going to do it, Ira. It's like, that will live in infamy, that game.
Sure, we're watching the game, and Gracie goes, as they're showing the highlights, I go, look, it's Juwan. And she goes, did we win that game, Daddy? And I go, no.
Like, damn it. They were going to get it that time.
I go, but we got further that year than they did.
Yes, we did. But so it's always a house of horrors. Even when they're bad, they can rise up and scare you, right? But Michigan went down there, got it done. You look at, like I said, their ability to get into them defensively, but offensively, they're hitting shots. Caleb Houston, he's finding his second game in a row. He finds his mark, and I said, man, you got to feel good for Caleb, because this is the guy that he knows he is, but didn't have the confidence to play like that. He hit some shots. Terrence Williams, in his minutes in the first half,
DMV in the house.
I mean, big shots, big threes, tough twos. He even penetrates and dishes off to Brandon Johns for a dunk. I mean, T-Will did it all in the first half, threw it all.
JYD.
Hunter Dickinson was strong in the first half. He was stellar in the second half. And with three fouls, we'll talk about this in the second half. Think about the decision Juwan Howard made. Early in the second half, Hunter Dickinson picks up his third foul, and Juwan leaves him on the floor. This was a gamble for him. Huge gamble to do it when he did it. And Hunter responded in a big way. We'll get specific into that. On the other side right now, let's hear from the heroes of the game, Hunter Dickinson, Terrence Williams, and Caleb Houston.
Hunter, I guess, you know, this is now two games in a row for you playing well and the team playing well. Is this kind of what you thought the team could be early in the season?
I think this is, you know, starting to become the Michigan that everybody ranked us in the top 10 and chose us to win the Big Ten in the preseason. I think this is the team that everybody expected when the season started. I mean, we're young. And so, you know, we made young mistakes early on in the season. We had a couple of hiccups. But I think now we're starting to finally play the Michigan basketball that Coach Howard is instilling in us each and every day in practice. And I think players are just performing to the level of their abilities. All the hard work that we've been doing in the gym is finally paying off for guys. And, you know, I'm really proud of my team out there.
We see three-pointers going in at the end of possession. But what is happening, I guess, before that that's leading to
I think, you know, we're executing our plays. We're executing the system that Coach Howard has, instilled in us. I think guys are just finally hitting shots that, you know, weren't going in the beginning of the season. I think shots that, you know, we were hitting last year that led to our success. And it's carrying over now to wins for us this year.
We are not able to air any more of this press conference. If you want more, go to mgoblue.com. For more of this press conference, go to mgoblue.com.
And that was Caleb Houston, Hunter Dickinson, and Terrence Williamson. What a game by all of those guys. Hunter is ready, I think, to be that guy. That guy that we've seen the last couple of games, but that we saw yesterday is even more so, because that's, to me, maybe the best game that he's played. When you consider they're on the road, they're playing a team that was undefeated at home. You know, you have three fouls early in the second half, and he played the rest of that half. I mean, but for the garbage time where he got the foul call, he tried to poke the ball away from behind, and the ref called a cheapie on him because he reached in. It wasn't really a foul. He played the entire second half with three fouls. Think about the defense that he played with three fouls. The really good defense he played with three fouls. So he was responsible. He was clutch. He hit big threes. He played with his back to the basket. He passed the basketball. He talked to their bench. He talked to their players. He put the team on his back. I think Hunter can do that. I think he's ready to be that guy. Now, can everyone else play their position? By their position, I don't mean you're the four and you're the three. I'm talking about play your role. Can they be the support guy? The support guys, if they can do that, this is a team that can make a run to the tournament. Because we're still talking about that with this team. We'll get more into it on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports, Ann Arbor, Accumulus Station.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.